40 on a Friday, and that means it is time to meet our interesting islander.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And I think it makes sense, since this is a gentleman from the music world whom Jill has known for a good many years, You should introduce our interesting islander to
them. Oh, well, it's my pleasure to introduce Daryl Gallant.
Hey.
So, yes, welcome, Daryl. Daryl does all kinds of things. He is a solutions analyst at UPI right now.
Time out. What is a solutions analyst?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay.
No, I'm a software developer.
Software developer.
Write code and fix things. I make solutions.
He makes solutions. I told them that I would love to have a solutions analyst or someone to help me find solutions in my day-to-day life. Travel around my own solutions. Pardon me?
Like a life coach?
maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Daryl's also a family man and, of course, a well-known professional musician here on the island, recently adding the 2024 ECMA Musicians Achievement Award to his growing list of accomplishments. Accolades. Welcome, Daryl.
Hello, sir.
Thank you. It's great to have you here. Thank you. I was about to clap for myself.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
You have to. Okay. We encourage clapping. Yeah, no. Let's begin with just the very basics and getting to know you. Tell everyone where you grew up and a little bit about you and your background.
The year was 1977.
Okay.
No. grew up in Charlottetown. I'm a Charlottetown boy. I've been in PEI most of my life. Grew up in Parkdale.
Yes.
Great spot. I went to Parkdale School, great school, Birchwood.
It looks like you want to say the mean streets of Parkdale.
The mean streets of Parkdale. Yeah, they were rough. A lot of chestnuts thrown. So that's good.
Back in the day.
But I've just always been here. Is that that's not very interesting? I'm not holding up to the standard of interest.
Well, we got
Charlottetown.
All pictures need a base layer when they're being painted.
That's fair, let's roll with it.
And you, of course, are a family man. Let's start. Say hello to your family.
Do we have that long?
Yes,
okay.
We do.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Hello, family. My kids might be listening to this on the bus. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be nice.
So my wife, Elizabeth Gallant, is a nurse here in Charlottetown, and I've got 6 kids. I know all their names and their birthdays, so we're not going to go there. But yeah, Jacob, Sophie, Oliver, Simon, Ellie, and... No, I'm just kidding. Maggie.
Terrific.
Amazing. And both you and Elizabeth are musical. Do you have musical kids?
Yes, my oldest boy just did his last concert at Colonel Gray last night, his last grade 12 concert.
Oh.
It was killer. It was so good. Shout out to Colonel Gray. It was an amazing concert, and I couldn't have been more proud of him. He did a duet with his buddy Bowen. So that's Jacob. He played drum kit for a bunch of songs. It was just incredible. And then my 14-year-old plays clarinet in the band. And then my 11-year-old Simon is heading into band next year. So, yeah, it's really cool.
It's pretty cool to see them doing, following that.
And I can take almost no credit for any of them. It's the school teachers here. They're incredible. And, yeah, we've got a music room, and it's there if they want. But we hardly play together. I hate to break the stereotype, but, he just discovered it on his own, Jacob, and has just been killing it. And shout out to my buddy Sean Duran, who's a great teacher there.
Yes, so, you've said really great things about Sean and how great he is and what an influence he is on the kids. But do you think that's in their genes? Do you think maybe?
I think it has to be because myself, everyone kind of was like, well, where the heck did this come from? Because my sisters, no offense, sisters, they weren't musical. My parents weren't musical. I have some cousins that are definitely musical and there was that influence. But then more I talked to my mom about it. My grandfather, who I never met, he died 4 months before I was born. And, he was a fiddler and he would gig, he would play dances and they would be like, come on, JR, bring your fiddle. And he would play till 3 a.m. he was a fiddler.
It's somewhere in every family.
So yeah,
I think it's
there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I mean, I think we heard a bit of your story at the ECMA luncheon, and I think it comes back to teachers. I mean, that's a big part of your story. When you first were interested, you told a great story about Birchwood. When you first got interested in music, how did that happen?
I had no aspirations other than being the first NHL goalie that didn't skate before, because I can't skate. I'm the
Scott,
one.
Scott, yeah. The Leafs are calling.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you right? go. But yeah, so accidental found of music. Found yeah. of music. There, yeah, great words.
It's the found of music.
Yeah, that's right.
The hills are alive.
Yeah, no. My buddy wanted to get an electric bass, and his mom wouldn't say yes until he took some lessons. So he was too shy to go himself. So he dragged me along with him to go see Jen Clement, and yeah, she just handed me an upright bass, and I don't know what this thing is, but I plucked a couple strings and like, I don't know. Those vibrations, and it just changed my life.
I was a Birchwood student too. Oh, cool. So I knew I knew of the, you know, singing strings and different things like that that she was into, on the outside looking in. Mm. And it's very cool to see, like, fast forward to now, that's where you're at just because of a teacher.
One moment. Like literally one moment. Yeah. And if I had been sick that day or said nah, I didn't want to go kind of thing. I didn't think of it at that time. I wasn't thinking I'm going to say yes to this. This is going to change my life. Mm-hmm. But you know, being open to saying yes, and mm-hmm. and I've that's been a pattern through the rest of my life that I've said yes to a lot, even if I'm terrified, even if it's something I know I can't do, and I'll figure it out, and translates whether it's music or my IT career or parenting or whatever, mm-hmm. trying to fix a lamp. I don't care. Whatever it is, right? It's like, let's figure this out.
We've all had to fix a lamp. Yeah. We've all had to do it.
Although I will say this, and I've spoken to others about it. In music, especially when you're a kid, mm-hmm. there is a vulnerability that exists in that classroom setting, that, you know, a group of kids, all instruments for the first time or whatever, and a teacher instructing and coaching and encouraging and also asking you to play your instrument out loud or tune it, all that sort of stuff. So it was a heightened level for me of self-consciousness, mm-hmm. but it quickly dissipates because you've got those leaders and you're in this little community. So, like, I feel like it's significant, the learning that happens there about yourself and your instrument.
Absolutely. It's such a group mentality because it's everyone wants everyone to win.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one wants to be a better player and want someone else to sound crappy. You know, right. Like mm-hmm. we want this whole thing to sound good. And that's the goal. And of course, other classes, you know, you want all your math students to be great math students, but it's just...
But it doesn't matter if the kid down there fails math, you know what I mean?
Doesn't affect me.
Right. Yeah. We're a band. You want everyone to sound and so be it's a collective.
Like instant accountability and instant responsibility to mm-hmm. for the greater good. And I mean, how can that not translate to the rest of everything you do? And I remember when I was studying music, there was this great article I read that they interviewed 100 of the top CEOs or 100 of the top whatever kind of thing. And it was something like 93% of them had done band up until mm-hmm. grade 12,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was this common thread. So again, back to this Colonel Gray concert, a lot of those students last night, that's their last concert.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, some of them may ever play an instrument and it's heartbreaking, but the skills that they've learned in these last 6 years of band, whether they go be a janitor or a CEO or whatever, like those skills, they're so transferable. It's incredible.
Amazing. Great message. We'll have more with Daryl Gallant, our Interesting Islander, today coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The quicker picker-upper.
The average family loses at least 3 of these each year.
Hey, it's Green Diamond Equipment, Bloomfield, Summerside, and Stratford.
All right, Daryl, give us a hand with that forecast today.
Awesome. You're expecting I can read, eh?
Yeah, I hope.
Just kidding. So today it's a mix of sun and cloud, the chance of showers, light wind, high of 14. Tonight it's partly cloudy, a low of plus five with a frost or with a risk of frost. Wow. See, I told you.
No, that's all right.
Tomorrow it's a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers, wind gusting to 40 in the morning, high of 11. Right now it's 10 in Summerside and it's 11 in Charlotte. Charlottetown.
I love it. Well, thank you very much for helping, Daryl.
My pleasure.
Is that not nerve-wracking?
A little bit. Yeah.
Right? People tend to take for granted what a weather forecast entails.
Oh, it's true. Words in order.
I like that. Daryl Gallant is our interesting Islander today. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts is on the go right now. Your answer coming up before too long here, just after 8 o'clock. They sang the song Skinnamarinky Dinky Dink. Who was it? Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. It's also draw day today. Someone's winning a $100 Robin's gift card. Super exciting. Celebration calendar is coming up next for the Confederation Bridge. Sit tight. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, Ocean 100, good morning. We're hanging out today with Daryl Gallant. And Daryl, we are about to do a very, very, very important part of the show, which is the celebration calendar.
Oh, awesome.
Do you remember when they would read the birthdays at school? Did they do the birthday announcements at school, whoever was celebrating?
I think so.
Yeah, and you'd get really fired up for that.
That's exciting.
Well, that's what we're about to do here in just a second. I'm pretty pumped about that. Okay. We still have lots more of your story to unpack as well. What was it like getting an ECMA?
Which one? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was terrible.
That's the most recent one.
Okay, that's not me speaking. That's me being an idiot.
That's amazing. How many ECMAs do you have?
I do have three.
Okay.
Two from the Giant Kings.
So. Well, I mean, realistically, I did leave it open ended. What's it like winning an ECMA?
Oh my goodness, it was amazing. I mean, the latest one. It was. I mean. You know, I knew about it beforehand that Debbie, chair, called me. And as I joked about on, I think it was Facebook, I thought she was calling to borrow my upright bass. Like I just kind of assumed. But no, you know, she said that the board voted and my name came out on top. And I just, you know, if you could take that little slice of a moment and play it for 13-year-old Daryl, like, what? Like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
No, there's no possible way. It's incredible.
I think that's a very important message to kind of drive home to kids is that, you know, where you're at right now, you probably have no idea of what the future is going to look like, but keep at it.
Yeah.
But keep at it. And that's kind of our mentality with the birthday list.
Keep at it?
There's never a good way to segue into birthdays at all. Usually it's right after a really heartfelt story, and I'm like, well, geez, let's go.
Let's go celebrate.
Plus, we're giving away bridge passes today, so Daryl, this is a great day to be here. Belated birthday to Alora Hudson. Happy 9th birthday yesterday. Love Mommy, Becca, Lisa, and all the littles. Garth Neal, happy 47th. From Amanda, Jonathan, and your favorite grandson, Sawyer. Happy birthday to Nathan/Daddy. Love Hayden, Gloria, Bridget, and Evelyn. A belated birthday for Tyler McDonald. Happy 46th. From Mark and Naruto. Tomorrow, Daryl McKenzie is celebrating birthday. Happy birthday, Daryl. Love Cora, Jack, and Sammy. Beth Nickel is celebrating tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jill's aunt, Beth. Danielle Finney is celebrating in Charlottetown from Tracy and Darren. Happy birthday to Murray McKinnon, 7 in Johnson's River for Mom, Allie, Ben, Zach, Garrett, Ellie, Brooklyn, Malik, Macy, Jasmine, Foster, Danny, Beans, Tilly, Penny, Armand, Gilbert, the Dead Fish, and Kirk, too. And Kirk as well. That's
from the grave.
And that is the actual hierarchy in that household, top to bottom. Kenneth, a.k.a. Murph, in Charlottetown, listens in every day, we're told. Happy birthday, Kenneth. Happy 40th birthday to Lindsay Goche, a.k.a. Mommy Love William, in Rusticoville. Winston Murchison, we're told he's the very best guy in the world. In Point Prim, happy birthday, Winston. And Hannah Catherine Walsh of Watervale is 6 today. Goes to kindergarten at Glenn Stewart. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Huey, and Leo, and Hopi the dog. And also from Nana and Bucky.
Well, happy 19th birthday in Uig to Leo Zank. And that's from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, Leo. That's hard to believe. 19. Quinn Vino, 9th birthday. That's from Mom and Dad. Tomorrow, 85th birthday for Joan Mallard. Congratulations. Sandra McKinnon in Charlottetown. Happy birthday tomorrow from Peter. And also tomorrow, William O'Keefe from Nana and Papa. Hope you have an awesome 5th birthday.
Dalton DeRoche, who works at ADL, from McKaylee, Corin, and Mark. Maverick McDonald turning 12 from mom, Mikey Boy. Mikey Boy, that's one, that's two, right? Mikey Boy, sorry. Josie, Jordy, and Talon. Holly Johnson, Peters Road, happy birthday from Jeremy and all the fam. Erica and Andrew McGinnis, a happy 10th anniversary from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, from the Bay Fortune, Roches, and happy birthday to Karen, Yo Ramsey, and Fortune Cove, from Chansey, Mike, Raya, Sadie, and Reese. And tomorrow, Eleanor, Nanny Moore, is celebrating from Mark, Lisa, Bryson, and Haley. I think that's it.
You know what? Something else we don't do is proofread the list.
I'm sorry. Well, I was reading fast, and then I was like, Mom, Mikey, boy,
Maybe they just never got around to naming the kid. Naming kids, trust me, you run out of names. Maybe it just went with boy.
I know what happened. Congratulations to Ruby Murphy and Tori Burns, winners of Bridge Passes today. Enjoy your Bridge Passes.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
Oh, I guess we should probably do the answer for Darcy's trivia, eh? We got all caught up in our conversations here off air. So Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Every week we do this. We give you five opportunities to answer the question in the morning and get up to five ballots at a chance to win a $100 Robin's gift card. And we draw for it on Friday. So that's going to be coming up in a second. This was a fun one today and a lot of great answers. They sang the song Skinnamarinky Dinky Dink, Skinnamarinky Doo. Who was it, guys?
Come on. Everyone. Skinnamarinky Dinky Dink. But this isn't actually them. This is children singing.
No, that's... Anyway, so, right. So it's Sharon, Lois, and Bram. I clicked on the first YouTube video I saw, okay?
I thought it was Motorhead.
Darcy. No.
And remember the elephant show? That was the show that they had. It was called The Elephant Show. And there was a big elephant that was on the show as well with Sharon, Lois, and Bram.
Hmm. Are you making this up?
Does anyone recall that?
I don't.
No.
Oh, okay, right.
Do you remember The Elephant Show, Darcy?
I'm talking about it.
Well, sometimes it might be something that you're reading.
And again, I've met these people, all three of them.
They were very influential in your life.
Mr. Dress Up, I met. Sharon, Lois, and Bram, I met. Fred Penner, I met. Like,
you are such a name dropper.
That is Canadian royalty. That's amazing. That's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. All right, so let's make the draw. Congratulations to Helen Goudreau, our winner today of a $100 gift card from Robbins. Congratulations. We will have more of their interesting Islander, Daryl Gallant, coming up next. Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. It's Ocean 100, 8:13. Eyes peeled for school buses one more time this week. And I'm telling you, we're into June. Those school bus trips are going to be few and far between before now and the end of the school year. And then we're into summer vacation and bring all of that on. It has been a pleasure having Daryl Gallant here with us, chatting about your journey. You're a very storied musician. You've been into about 3 million projects over the years, right?
At least 3 million, 3 million and six, I think.
Yeah. It's incredible. What are you doing right now? What are your musical
right now?
Things.
Musical things.
Your things. Projects.
Yep. Route 225 is probably the main focus right now. Mm-hmm. Just having the best time of my life with that band. We all feel like we're 17-year-olds jamming again for the first time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And shout out your bandmates. Who's
in? Roland Beaulieu, Todd McLean, and Adam Goody.
Wow.
Okay. Two Kinkora boys and a Belfast boy, and then Townie me.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's a good lineup.
Yeah. No, we're just having a great time. And then we play with, like, you know, Amanda Jackson, Trinity Bradshaw, you know, Brooke MacArthur, like, so they'll join us for nights, and we just have an amazing time.
The scene on the island has kind of come back big time, eh?
I don't want to say it too loudly because I'm scared it's going to burst, but yeah, it's incredible. I mean, between Craig Ferris Productions and Mike Rossi at Harmony House and all the stuff going on at Trailside, it's amazing. And we're not talking tiny crowds of 10, 20 people. Yeah. Like we had 160 people at the Amanda yeah. Jackson show last Friday. That's an investment, you know, yeah. and people want, and I think it's especially after COVID, they really realized what art can do to the soul, mm-hmm. and they missed it so much. And then you take something like that away and then you give it back, and it's just, they're coming out in droves. So I hope it continues. I hope the bubble doesn't burst, but, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to ride that wave for now, for sure.
And it's significant yeah. too, because I think, at one time, like maybe when I was younger, I may not have envisioned that someone could be a musician or a performer and stay at home here yeah. in PEI and find meaningful or full-time or, you know what I mean? Yeah. This opportunity to have, to follow your passion here. And now, as you said, we've got all these places showcasing island talent, shows, Confed Center 2, Ann and Gilbert, like people that are casting shows with local yeah. talent. And it's significant. So it's meaningful, right?
It's huge.
And yeah. you do, and you've seen this, you've watched this, you've participated in yeah. it. This is your existence in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always the kind of joke, or, you know, not really joke, but the truth in the past, it was January, February, March were always bleak months mm-hmm. for musicians. And it was like, what have you got? Oh, nothing till May kind of thing. But like this past January, February, March, there was so much going on here. And I, as I very publicly announced, I broke my ankle there back in January. Yes. I had to cancel a bunch of gigs and stuff like that. But like, I never had to, you know, even worry about canceling gigs in January, February in the past. So it's just a testament to both the quality of musicians and things that are going on here, but also audiences. Like yeah. people want art, people want music and escape from everything, you know?
Well, I think that we see, like in so many different instances, the power of connection mm-hmm. and that we were without it for a long time. So like human connection, that experience of being in a room where music is being played, chatting with somebody, not on your phone, not scrolling, not doing whatever yeah. you're like, it forces you to be very present. And the offerings, like there's so many to choose from. So nothing makes you feel the same as leaving a live performance
yeah.
and witnessing like this awesome moment that happened. And that may not even happen again. You know what I mean?
I've talked about it in the past where I've lost music a couple of times in my life. You know, now, let's be real. I had 6 kids and an IT career. My wife was a shift working nurse. I mean, there was times where I just couldn't, you know, play. And I focused on family and work and all that stuff. And then realized, geez, I haven't played in a year. I haven't played in 2 years. You know, there was one day, it was after my mom passed away, and I realized music was totally gone from my life. And I started listening to Davenant Doyle's band, The Heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And just this, that album just was, I was playing it every day, and it was just really important to me. It became this kind of beacon. And then she ended up playing at Baba's. And I went to go see them, and I sat down. It was like 15, 20 people there kind of thing. And they started playing, and their bass player played the first big note, and it just filled the room, and it just hit me in the chest like a ton of bricks. And I wept like a fool, but I was like, I forgot live music. And that's what I think people are feeling now after COVID is that they're feeling that we forgot the power of it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Right. So, but when you're an audience member also, I've been in this position where I'm like, something moves me, something sounds so good, but also it's that realization, like, I can do that. I should be doing that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it pulls at you. Yeah, and you are so talented. You've played with so many different people, Daryl.
So blessed.
You are. We're blessed for having you. I want to ask this, if you would, tell the story about, because we talked about the influence of your music teacher, but your family believed in you too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've never made it a secret. We didn't have a whole lot growing up, you know. There were some lean, rough times, and I didn't have a lot going on in my life in grade 8 and then grade 9. Like I said earlier, Jen Clements passed me a bass and changed my life, and I sold my Nintendo and subsidized my Christmas present that year and got this Jeep.
That's bold.
I know, right? That's right. Bold. I told my parents to take back Mario 3. Nope, I want a bass. And then it was you know, it got me by. I used literally one of those old boom boxes as my amp for the first year. Wow. Like I had no amp, and my friend was getting a brand new bass for Christmas. He knew he was that next Christmas, and I so wanted, you know, a new instrument. I wanted something quality and everything, but I knew it was impossible. You know, there's no possible way my parents can afford something like this. And I have video of it. I found it last year and digitized it, but it's my parents and my sister surprised me with a brand new amp, which blew my mind. And I couldn't believe it. I literally was picking it up, like looking at the knobs, like, I can't believe you guys did this. And they were like, hey, you should try it out. And then I turned around and picked up my old bass case, which was like heavier. And I was like, what? And I opened up and it was a brand new bass. Like,
incredible.
I want to cry right now, but it was just like the support and seeing the look on their faces and how happy they were. Like, it's just, sounds cliche, but it's the gift that keeps giving. You know,
it is. But we've had guests on before, and it's when the belief that others show in you. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It 100%. Really is everything. Yeah. You know, as far as your belief in yourself and follow through.
I feel like I have a responsibility. It sounds heavy-handed or whatever, but I feel like I have a responsibility to pass that on, and I've always tried. To, mm-hmm. And I think it's important.
Well, and you have been.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yeah. All right. We will we'll wrap things up with all-around stand-up guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Daryl Gallant. He's here with us as our Interesting Islander today.
Thanks.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Please remove plastic before eating.
The MBA in Global Leadership Program at the University of Prince Edward Island.
Find them at 43 Babineau Avenue in Charlottetown. Wicker Emporium. Redefining home decor, one exquisite piece at a time.
All right, Daryl, we're always auditioning people to do the weather here in case Jill can't. So
won't.
won't.
No pressure.
She's going to abstain from it. Okay, what do we got?
We've got a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers, light wind, high of 14. Tonight, it's partly cloudy with a low of +5 with risk of frost. Tomorrow is a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers, wind gusting to 40 in the morning, high of 11. Right now, it's 12 in Summerside, and it is 11 in Charlotte.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. I felt better about that.
Everyone's just concerned about the frost, eh?
I know, yeah.
Jill's been very adamant about making sure people do not leave their plant life outdoors tonight.
I'm really worried about my long grass.
Yeah. No mow May is almost over. You don't have an excuse come Saturday, kid.
I've got two.
That's Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, Ocean 100. Good morning. We are just delighted to have had Daryl Gallant join us this morning as our Interesting Islander. And Daryl, now, obviously, we've been focusing on the musician side of Daryl, but like you got a couple of little side hustles on the go right now. And I said, you know what? Let's promote that. Let's promote it. So what are you doing?
Why not? I mean, like I said, six kids, a lot of groceries.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
I have discovered a new passion of digitizing analog media. So old VHS tapes and cassette tapes and stuff like that. And I started with my own from that the bass story, trying to find that VHS tape and find that video.
Neat.
And I turned it into a side hustle. So norewind.ca. Oh, yeah.
No Rewind.
That's pretty cool.
And who made that website? I did. that was a good segue. I make websites too. That was supposed to be the thing. I was supposed to make websites on the side, be a full-time musician, and you know.
Hey, well, things change. You've adapted.
Out. Oh yeah.
But I was looking at your website, your musician website, and I think it's awesome, and it's different from other websites I've seen, and the way it's organized, and your music memories and all that sort of stuff. Cool. And I was like, where did this website come from? And you're like, I designed it, and I was like, really? So yeah, that's quite a skill. You're a talented guy.
And listen, we all have a diversified portfolio right now. Okay? We all do.
Sleep is overrated.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so we were having a quick chat about this off air, and I think it's very important. I do believe that in this day and age that we have less and less kids picking up instruments. and joining band and whatever the stigma is, whatever, right? And we talked about how, you know, back in the day, you'd get four people together, you'd form a band, and then, you know, you'd start writing songs. That would be your outlet. What can you say to maybe even a parent that is trying to support their child getting into band or forming a band or just learning instruments?
Yeah, just I think it's just providing that opportunity, right? And supporting it. If the kid shows interest in music at all, or it doesn't even have to be music. I mean, it can be sports, it can be whatever, right? But if your kid shows interest in something, you know, you don't have to go out and buy a $5,000 Fender bass kind of thing or a guitar kind of thing. Like, I literally started with a $50, you know, instrument that mm-hmm. would played just enough, and that changed my life within 1 year. So the library has a fantastic program where you can go borrow instruments instead cool. of books. Most Wanted has cheap instruments.
I talk about them all the time.
You know?
Great spot.
Long McQuaid. I mean, there's lots of great places where you don't have to buy the brand new uh-huh. everything, right? And so just you know, just check it out. Just try to
do it.
Just do it. And, yeah. And for kids who have instruments and are, you know, thinking, well, I'm not good enough, I just want to play in my bedroom kind of thing. Nah, just, you know what, go find a friend and say, hey, what tunes do you like? And you want to get together some, just be bold and just go do it. And because when two people are together or more people and they're making music, there's this instant accountability that happens. And then you have to learn a tune and let's learn this tune. And then you form this team and amazing things can happen that way.
Well, I fully support getting kids involved yeah. in music in some capacity. So yep. let's keep pushing that. This has been fantastic. Is there anything that you think we missed?
I was going to ask, where can we see you play this summer? Can we right. say that?
The Poorhouse, the Route 225, we're doing a monthly series at the Poorhouse.
Cool.
Thursdays, or not Thursdays, but once a month. At the Poorhouse, and Route 225 and Amanda Jackson are playing at Clogaroo this summer, August 11th. I'm playing a week of Jersey Boys, filling in. That'll be fun. And what's the other thing? I'm playing with Corey Glant in the Red Dirt Posse for the first time.
He doesn't sound busy at all.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and just whatever else comes along.
And all
just,
of those websites now that you're going to be asked
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was so fun to have you here, Daryl. You're such a great guy. Yeah. Oh, and yes, we're getting messages. Your stories and your just experience really uh-huh. resonate with people. And there's always learning that happens. And thank you cool. for being with us.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for
Thanks,
having me.
Thanks, sir.
You guys are awesome.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
At Source for Sports, it's spring cleaning time, so we are having...